This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There were some numbers out today from the Census Bureau about cities specifically and where American cities are growing. The short answer to that question is Texas. Conventional wisdom says a bigger population leads to a stronger economy, yes. But as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, sometimes the conventional wisdom is stupid.
The Census Bureau says 7 of the top 15 fastest-growing cities are in Texas. They're clustered around big oil and gas boom towns like Dallas and Houston, or tech hubs like Austin. Sometimes population equals prosperity.
They go hand in hand.
Luis Betancourt studies cities at the Santa Fe Institute. He says the newbies bring their wallets, and their spending adds to economic growth.
You add a person, and you get more money per capita.
That's pretty much true in Texas. Income growth in the fast-growing suburbs of Austin is high because of the types of jobs there. But Betancourt says there are caveats. This past decade wrecked all the economic models. The housing bubble was making people move, says Robert Puentes at the Brookings Institution's Metropolitan Policy Program.
There was cheap housing that was available, and the actual construction of that housing created jobs.
But some economists say even without the housing bubble, the theory that growth begets growth is off. Paul Gottlieb is an economist at Rutgers. He says, look at Las Vegas. People are moving there for jobs.
Naturally, if there's a lot of hiring, you would expect people to migrate in. But the jobs have not necessarily been very high paying.
Gottlieb says, sure, you have new people and new jobs, but they don't have fat wallets. They don't bring growth and prosperity. Gottlieb says in some big northeastern cities, income is rising much faster than population, and that's not a bad thing. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.